It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello there and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. I'm now joined in the studio by Catherine Ray from Talentology. Hello there, Catherine.
Hi, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So before you set up Talentology, perhaps you could hear a bit about your background. What were you doing before that?
Sure, yeah. So I started off by doing a degree quite a while ago now in psychology and sociology. And I suppose that really cemented my interest in all things people. And I went on to do my master's in HR management because I realised that I wanted to work and understand people in the workplace, and that was the next logical thing to do. And then from there I started my HR career working for lots of market leading brands, companies that people would know, FMCG businesses and in the media sector. And my career was, I suppose, part two halves. And the first was learning all the different elements of generalist HR. So every kind of touch point on the employee's experience, from recruitment to reward to development. And then it was when I was at Sky that I started to get more involved in the learning and development side. And decided that I wanted to do more of that side of things, and so moved into a talent kind of learning leadership role for Unilever, and spent another 6 years helping, you know, the organisation identify its kind of talented people and developing them. So that's a brief kind of history of my background.
Wow, very impressive. And also, while at Unilever, you also created an award-winning global mentoring programme, which has been featured in the Harvard Business Review.
Yes, I did. I did. That was a fantastic piece of work to be involved in. So I got involved in that because we were trying to create a program to accelerate the readiness of senior women into the senior leadership roles. And mentoring was one of the initiatives that as a business they wanted to offer to help prepare and get women ready for when those roles became available. It was global, so I got to work with lots of fantastic people all over the world in the different parts of the business. And in 2013, we went out to New York to attend the Catalyst Awards, and Unilever won that award. So it's fantastic to be part of such a value-adding program, and actually that has made the difference and has actually translated into what it started out to do.
Okay, and so when did you suddenly think, right, I'm going to set up my own business?
Yeah, so it was in 2014. There were some changes taking place at Unilever. I'd been there for 6.5 years, and I'd always had this aspiration of running my own business. It probably came a little bit earlier than I thought it would in my career, but that's, you know, sometimes how things happen. And I left Unilever and I set up, and I gave myself a year. I said, I'm going to try this, I'm going to see what happens and just grow it steadily and slowly. And bit by bit, I started to kind of gain new clients and old clients who had moved, and it's now in its 5th year, so it's grown bit by bit, steadily, slowly but surely. And I now work with so many different organisations, and I suppose that's the part of it that I love the most, is the variety of the work that I do, but also the different organisations I now get to experience and go into and help them.
Okay, and how did you go about getting new clients when you started up?
Yeah, mainly through my network. So my network has been fantastic, through people I'd worked with previously, or just simply by referrals. So people would reach out to my network and say, oh, I need somebody who can help me with X. And they would very kindly say, oh, you need to speak to Catherine Ray, you know, she's got experience in this. And I think also the time that I set up, there was an increasing desire by organisations to really focus on their people. And we're not talking about just the big organisations, because they've been doing that for years and mm-hmm. they have an in-house team of people that can do that. I think more medium-sized and smaller businesses, that they are realising that their people are so important to their success, and that, you know, if they need developing or they need to learn new skills, then they need to invest in that and they need to put some time and effort into it.
Of course. And when you initially started up, were you mainly doing coaching or mentoring or a mixture of both?
A mixture of both, actually. And that's why I've kept it that way. So as I mentioned, I love variety. It's really important to me. And I think, you get the best out of me when there's variety on offer. It kind of breaks down in terms of my work into about a third of my work is coaching, and that's one-to-one coaching with people to help them do a number of things, mainly in the career space. I tend to attract people who want to change some aspect of their career, either a complete career change or they are being lined up for a next level and it's to prepare them for that. My mentoring work is quite broad. It's going into organisations and helping them set up mentoring programmes to basically get people talking to each other from different generations, from different parts of the business, to share their knowledge, to share their experiences, to help everybody be successful, particularly from a succession planning perspective, you know, where you have people who are potentially going to be exiting the business at some point. They have a wealth of experience and knowledge to share to the younger generation. And it never ceases to amaze me that organisations, they are quite siloed, you know, they stick to their own departments and they don't talk as much. I try and break those barriers down and get people talking.
And then also when that person leaves the company, often they just leave with all the experience.
Absolutely.
And that's never tapped into.
No, and you know, if you were to put a price tag on that, it's pretty expensive that that's just kind of walking out the door.
So the coaching, is that always a one-to-one or do you do groups as well?
Group as well, yes. So I started off doing one-to-one and now I do more work with groups and teams, so to help them be the best team that they can be. And it's interesting. I was reading an article recently about coaching. It used to be one of those things that people got because something was wrong. People had a coach because something wasn't going
well.
Now it's kind of being seen as a really positive thing that I have a coach because I want to address some challenges or I just want to be better or, you know, the best that I can be. So I really enjoy the individual and group work.
Okay, and what do you find are the most common problems and challenges that individuals are facing today in the workplace?
Oh, it's a great question. I think, first and foremost, I think in the society and world we live in, we're all so busy. And I think that balance is one of the biggest challenges that people face.
The work-life balance.
Work-life balance, but also, you know, where people want to go with their careers. You know, I think people sometimes get stuck or in a trap of a path, a certain path that they go down, and then they realise actually it's not fulfilling them and it's not really meeting what they thought that they would be doing, and they want to change. And sometimes that can be difficult to change. As human beings, we find it hard to change. So that's where I see the kind of the real value add of the coaching is just helping people to achieve what it is that they want to.
And are your clients mainly companies?
Mainly companies, yes. I mean, I do some kind of private kind of one-to-one coaching, but mainly organisations reach out to me and they say, we'd really like you to come in and coach this person because they're finding this challenging at the moment, or we'd like them to be at this next level, but we want to do some preparation and support them to be ready to get to that next level. Or it might be that they've just taken on a new team or they're leading a big team and they just need some support thinking through how do they manage all of those things.
Yes, so, and can you give us some examples? I mean, obviously without naming anyone, but just generically.
Yeah, so I think the transition within organisations is probably the most common. So I'm at a certain level now, maybe a manager level, and now I'm going to be promoted in 6 months to a more senior leadership level. And what are the things that I need to be thinking about in order to start that role from a successful starting point? And that's thinking about yourself as an individual in terms of your behaviours and style. Is there anything that I need to work on with regards to that? I'm going to be managing a team or maybe a different team or a larger team. What do I need to be thinking about? What skills do I currently have which are going to help me in that next role? But what are the skills that I don't have yet that I need to start thinking about that will be really helpful and I will need to be able to be successful in that role? So it is kind of looking at it from all angles, really.
And how many sessions do you tend to have with people?
Yeah, I tend to have 6 sessions with people. Because I have found from experience that anything less than that, it doesn't really have the impact, and it tends to be over a 6-month period. So it gives time in between the sessions for people to actually go away and put into practice what we've discussed in the sessions.
And then presumably you follow up with them.
And then I follow up.
To see whether they've done it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we build on that, and then they go off again and they do some more until they get to the end of it and they've really thought about and put everything into practice.
Yes.
So it's really nice to be part of that with alongside somebody.
Okay, and I see you you run a lot of workshops here. Communication, influencing skills, how to thrive by building your resilience, and how to be the CEO of your own career. That sounds very interesting. What do you cover in that one?
Yeah, well, I recently just did a talk on that this week with some future leaders. It came off the back of an ask from an organisation to do some career development work with them, and to help people to think about their career a little bit differently. So traditionally, when people go into organisations, they think, oh, the organisation is going to sort out my career for me, and I'm going to work hard, and then they're going to point me in the right direction. It's very different now. We have to be accountable for our own careers. So it came from helping people to think differently and doing some workshops in-house, and then I've now kind of distilled it down to a sort of a half an hour talk that I've been doing last year, and as I said this week, where I just give people some tools and tips as to what are the things they need to be thinking about to be the CEO of their career and take full ownership of it, because if you don't, then nobody else will.
Sure. Oh, I see. That must be very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's great. And I suppose the content of it came out of, you know, some thinking about, you know, what have I done with my career? But also, I've been very lucky in my career, I think, that I've had some fantastic managers, and I've also had fantastic mentors. So I've kind of distilled down all the little sound bites and kind of top tips that I've acquired over my time into this kind of half an hour talk to share to people. And hopefully it helps them to think a little bit differently.
Okay, and you also work in diversity and inclusion. Can you very quickly tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's a fantastic space. I think organisations are very focused on that now, probably more so the inclusiveness side now than diversity, and just basically trying to create an environment where every employee feels that they have the place to be there and they're happy to be there. And this thing called employee experience is very big. Organisations now want to offer their people a really great experience, much like, you know, a customer experience. And diversity and inclusion is a huge part of that. So it's a really exciting space.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much, Catherine, for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
Would you like to give us your website details, please?
Yes, you can contact me at www.talentology.consulting. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Catherine Ray from Talentology.
Surrey Business Affairs. For and about local businesses in Surrey.